Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for June 2nd, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Isaiah 55, verses 1 through 8. If you are thirsty, come and drink water. If you don't have any money, come, eat what you want. Drink wine and milk without paying a cent. Why waste your money on what really isn't food? Why work hard for something that doesn't satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and you will enjoy the very best foods. Pay close attention. Come to me and live. I will promise you the eternal love and loyalty that I promised David. I made him the leader and ruler of the nations. He was my witness to them. You will call out to nations you have never known, and they have never known you, but they will come running because I am the Lord, the Holy God of Israel, and I have honored you. Turn to the Lord. He can still be found. Call out to God. He is near. Give up your crooked ways and your evil thoughts. Return to the Lord our God. He will be merciful and forgive your sins. When we think of the prophets, we are perhaps prone, as many are, to think of scraggy bearded wild men, decrying everybody and everything, predicting the future, and generally just being weird. There's a good reason to think some of those things, with Isaiah naming his kids things like Meir Shalal Hashbaz, meaning spoil quickly, plunder speedily, and Jeremiah burying his boxers by the river, and Hosea marrying a prostitute as a metaphor for God's love. No doubt, these are weird folks. This image, like so much of our biblical understanding, has filtered through other wild folks, like Renaissance painters and medieval preachers. Although the prophets do make future predictions, those are more incidental than core to the prophetic calling. Prophets are much more interested in saying, "This is what God says," and calling people to faithfulness than they are to doom and gloom. Doom and gloom is part of the prophetic message, but as a part of "This is what God says." From the beginning of the covenant with Israel, God has been clear that God's provision is conditional. Israel will have possession of the promised land as long as they are faithful. God will provide as Israel responds with obedience. God expects, as Micah says so succinctly, justice, mercy, and a humble walk with God. When the prophets come along, Israel is not doing this very well. The prophets get their bad rap for being downers because they are God's messengers. As Israel and Judah spiral down, the prophets continue their vehement call for return to right-ordered living. As the communities of Israel and Judah continue their turning away from God, the prophets' visions and declamations become more vivid. In the end, the prophets are called, in the name of God, to threaten Israel with exile. It's really a tenuous place for them. People don't much like to be threatened, particularly in the name of God, and the prophets experience firsthand the consequences of faithfulness through incarceration and other abuse. They also experienced a theological quandary. If God is all-powerful, and in the case of Israel and Judah, this is tied to national identity, how can we be conquered? Is God still God if nations under other gods have defeated us? The prophet's answer is that God has orchestrated this too. God is not defeated because of unfaithful Israel. God hasn't even given up on Israel completely. Instead, Israel is paying the price for its lack of faithfulness. Yet God is still longing, pursuing, and desirous of Israel's return to right relationship. The prophets portray a God who can't seem to understand why Israel would choose anything but God. Why waste your money on what isn't really food? Why are you working so hard for what isn't fulfilling? Just as the prophets ask these questions of Israel, maybe we need to ask these same questions of ourselves and of our society. Some questions for today. When you think of the prophets, what do you think of? How do you understand and engage the prophetic witness? How do you reconcile negative events in your or our lives? Is it because God isn't really God? Is it because God is allowing this to happen as a consequence? Do you have another explanation?